Support for NPR Business News comes from HP. With the help of HP services and technology, the world's companies face, manage, and love change. HP. Invent.
Viacom's 80-year-old chief executive, Sumner Redstone, says he will name a successor within the next 3 years. Redstone's number two man at Viacom, Chief Operating Officer Mel Karmazin, resigned yesterday. Those who know Redstone wonder whether he will ever give up control, which makes him like some other media executives, as NPR's Kim Masters reports.
At almost every giant media company, nature will demand a change in management in the not-too-distant future. Rupert Murdoch, chairman of News Corp, is 73. Kirk Kerkorian, who owns MGM, is an octogenarian like Viacom's Redstone. Disney's Michael Eisner isn't that old, but he's been fending off a shareholder revolt. But in spite of clamor from shareholders, none of these individuals has outlined a plan for passing the torch. As entertainment industry analyst Harold Vogel observes, it's not in the nature of these moguls to make such plans.
In order to attain the positions that they've attained in life, they have to have huge egos and be accustomed to power, and it's very hard to give it up because it's addictive.
Some have hired potential successors, but Vogel says those relationships have a way of ending badly.
Typically what happens is they appoint somebody to be the heir apparent. The heir apparent starts to gain power after a year or two and is outspoken and perhaps quoted in the press too much. And they can't stand somebody else being quoted and being seen as the leader of the company. And they quickly get rid of that person and go on to the next one.
Frank Biondi was the number two man at Viacom for 9 years until Redstone dismissed him in 1996. He says industry analysts have asked about succession plans at Viacom since 1987, when Redstone, then in his 60s, bought control of the company.
And Sumner always had the same response. It basically went along the lines, he said, you know, look, I think it's highly unlikely that I'm going to die. And then he'd say, but in the unlikely circumstance that it does happen, I plan to fully run the company from the grave.
Biondi remembers going to a business conference with Redstone and listening as legendary investor Warren Buffett was asked about succession at his company, Berkshire Hathaway. Though Buffett didn't know Redstone, he surprised Biondi by giving an almost identical answer. The only difference was that Buffett said he would run his company posthumously for 5 years.
So my jaw is hitting the ground, and Sumner gives me the elbow and says, see. And I said to myself, you know, I said to Sumner, I said, you know the difference between you and Mr. Buffett? And he kind of looked at me funny. I said, his time frame is a lot more reasonable than yours after death. I'm not sure he saw the humor in that.
Biondi is not convinced that Redstone will make good on his plan to step down in 3 years. Meanwhile, Redstone has set up a battle for the top job by naming two executives as co-presidents. Les Moonves has overseen the rise of CBS from moribund to first place with hits like Survivor and the CSI franchise. A former actor, he is media savvy, tough, and ambitious. Tom Freston has built the Viacom cable networks, including MTV and Nickelodeon, into powerhouses. He has not been as high profile as Moonves, but industry insiders have long tagged him as a player to watch. And lurking in the background is Redstone's daughter, Sherry. Her father stressed yesterday that the 50-year-old executive who runs the family-owned theater chain in Boston is not destined to take hands-on control at Viacom. But analyst Hal Vogel says she's still in a powerful position.
In a way, that's almost laughable to anybody who knows that the shareholder, the owner, has the ultimate power. And I believe that nothing in the future will ever pass in terms of strategy or people issues in a major sense without her approval.
So whoever takes over in the chief executive's job is likely to have a potentially long-lived Redstone to contend with. Kim Masters, NPR News, Los Angeles.